Thank you all for having us. We're here at the Family Service Agency in Little Rock to discuss ways to help people either buy a home for the first time or stay in a home. Before I say a few words about how the government can help people stay in their home, I do want to thank Charles and your team, the counselors who are here. Thank you for your briefing. I thought it was very thorough and understandable. I do want to thank Secretary of HUD joining us, as well as Congressman Bozeman. I really appreciate your time. And I want to thank Caroline, first-time homebuyer, or she went to the first-time homebuyers program in Jacksonville, Arkansas, and Patty, Conway, Arkansas. One of the problems we have when it comes to buying a home is that there's a lot of fine print. People get worried about it. And so these counselors have helped simplify the process. And one of the great challenges now is how to help creditworthy people stay in their homes. We got some people who are just with some little help, some advice, and some counseling will be able to figure out a way to stay in the home. It's in our national interest we do so. That's what Patty brought. She was at a home and was very worried about being able to stay in it. Got some good advice through Sue and now in the home. And this is happening all across America, by the way. Some good programs coming out of Washington, all aimed at saying to the American citizen, if you are worried about staying in your home, contact a counseling service. We'll help you. We being the collective group of people that are in this business. After all, this is a HUD-funded counseling program. You receive some money from HUD to your counseling. Congress can help when they come back to pass a good piece of housing legislation that modernizes the FHA and reforms these GSEs. I think we can get us a bill, but it's going to require less politics and more focus on keeping our minds on who we need to help, and that's the homeowner. And so I do want to thank you very much for having us. It's an issue on people's minds. It's an issue there where there's good help to be had. And so if people are looking for help here in Arkansas, it's a good place to turn to, Family Services. And there are other places around the country where people can get help, where there's experts that will help them refinance their mortgages or work with their mortgage companies to help them stay in their homes. They're interested more people stay in their homes during this period of uncertainty. I'm confident in the long run America is going to be just fine. And we're a country that has overcome challenges before, and we got some challenges. High gasoline prices. We got some challenges in the housing industry. We know the way forward in housing, good legislation helping people stay in their homes. And the truth of the matter is we know the way forward when it comes to energy. We're depending too much on energy from overseas. We ought to be finding more energy here at home. If people want their gasoline prices down, let's find energy here in America.
Yes, sir.
And there's plenty of energy to be had. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you all for your time. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for coming.